Han hon hör ge vårt poj och kvinser på. Amen. When we think about when New Year's Day is, most people will tell me January 1st. That's not news, that's something we're all used to. December 31st is New Year's Eve, when the clock strikes midnight, there we are, New Year's Day, January 1st. This is honestly no different in most parts of the world, maybe the Chinese New Year being an exception, a few exceptions here and there. The Jewish calendar has its own New Year. But for Armenia, most people celebrate going December 31st and January 1st. That's why it's so interesting to note that according to the church, New Year's Day is not January 1st. And I'm also not referring to something many Armenians, and especially Armenians from Iran, would know about, which is Navruz. It's not that either. It's referring to what our book, it's called the Donatsu, it's our liturgical directory refers to. And it doesn't have a flashy New Year's Day, this is the day we have the wind-up things and the toys. It's not even the day that there is no instruction that specifically articulates even blessing pomegranates. Instead, it begins with a particular feast, and that feast, that day, is January 6th. For the Armenian church, the new year begins on January 6th. I found out recently, thanks to colleagues through my chaplain work, that for Roman Catholics, it begins with the first day of Advent. But for Armenians, it begins on January 6th, not January 1st. So January 5th is New Year's Eve, and January 6th is New Year's. This makes an incredible difference, not because we're gonna transport or migrate when we have our celebrations. I don't want to be the cause for this parish hosting its celebration to be moved unnecessarily. The reason I bring it up is because it should raise a question in all of us of why. Why did it matter to the Armenians that January 6th was the beginning of the liturgical year, was, as far as the Armenian church is concerned, is the new year, is Nordari, is Galant, right? Once we sort through all those words that I always had mixed together, Nordari, Galant, the clergyman's favorite, Asfazahait Nutun, once you put all of those aside, you realize that January 6th bears importance because we're in church, and we're in church because, like every Sunday, we're celebrating Jesus Christ. And on that particular day, we're not necessarily celebrating a birthday. That's how most of us have gotten used to thinking about it. That's how most of the world thinks about it. December 25th, if we're thinking about it on religious or sacred terms at all, is a stand-in for a birthday, the day Jesus was born. And I'm here to tell you that the reality is nobody actually knows the exact date that he was born. We don't have scientists that can actually find a birth certificate anywhere. So January 6th is not meant to be about a birthday. It's not a pizza party, and it's not Chuck E. Cheese and birthday cake and what I did when I was a kid for my birthday. That's not what January 6th's importance is. And I like looking at it as more of a new year, the beginning of a new year, than a birthday, because it implies that idea of newness, of freshness, of turning the page. I know in our modern day custom tradition, which has become hyper amplified by 21st century culture of instant gratification, that the concept of a New Year's resolution, or wanting to do better. I didn't do well here, I'd like to improve here. This is what I'd like to see myself get better at, or see the world get better at in the coming year. And it's a temptation to go down that route. I think Armenian Christians already have that in the person of Christ. We're also used to seeing Jesus sometimes, and rightfully so, Jesus is so many things in our tradition, as a Lord, a judge, a king that's going to execute the judgment, execute his father's will, and separate the sheep from the goats, as we read in some of the Gospels. But sometimes we forget that Jesus is also a man like you and me. And even though we consider him sinless in every respect, we also know that he understands our pain, he understands our burdens and our shortcomings. because he himself took on our sins, took on that burden through his crucifixion. So when we think about the new year, when we think about January 6th, the Armenian Church's new year, and how Jesus reveals himself to us. Again, we're not celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating a revelation, right? Something was revealed to mankind that the Armenian Church finds so important, we have to take a day off from work, take a day off from school, and come to church and celebrate it in the form of the Badarak. Local parishes vary on time and place, but the point is that if it's a weekday, we're coming here. If it's Saturday, we're coming here. If it's a Sunday, we're going to be here. The night before, on January 5th, Armenian Christmas Eve, we're going to be here. Because it is a reminder to each and every one of us that God is now among us. That the God who led the Israelites of the Old Testament is not represented by certain important symbols, a burning bush, a pillar of smoke, the Ark of the Covenant. That was all leading up to what we believe as the actual incarnation, God, the Word of God, taking on flesh and dwelling among us as a human being. You could touch him during his crucifixion. People punched him, he bled, he cried. Everything that you and I know about human beings, Jesus shared in, except for the fact that instead of bringing us down, being a sinner, he invites us up a step. He is the sinless one who invites us to improve ourselves. So if we substitute out that idea of New Year's resolutions, and just imagine, what would it be like to come here and to pray and to ask for God, through his Son, to make us better versions of ourselves, to fix our broken relationships, to work on our health, to be more committed to serving his word, which is in the parish, and it's Monday through Saturday in your daily lives as well. And what better way to cap all of that off than receiving what Armenian theologians have called the medicine of immortality, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. All of that exists due to the reminder of January 6th or 5th here, that God is now in our midst, and that instead of cowering or fearing or running away or having those moments of, I'm not worthy to be here, it's a reminder that, no, we're not, but he makes us worthy. He's the reason we're here. He is, to quote the cliche, the reason for the season. It is for and through Christ that we have our call, we have any right at all to exist, let alone to gather here in worship and praise to him every single Sunday and every single occasion that we are blessed to call Surbhagop your parish. My prayer for this season for all of us is that we hold firm to that, that we remember that January 6th is not just a day. In fact, for Armenian clergy, it's actually an eight-day octave feast, which is something else. But the point is, it's not a day, and it's not even an eight-day feast. It is every day. It is a reminder that we have our life through the one who took on flesh and became among us, breathing oxygen, walking around, teaching, preaching, dying, celebrating. It's a reminder that for that life that was given for us, that we mark how important it is that he is here and he is in our midst. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Meg Hoskoval Avelznem Haydenov, Vor Mer Jamanagagits Oratsuitin Mechikaneshekun Varmege Iprev Nor Darva Dona. Yev Meg Varjevering Donel Nor Darin Aransi Shelu Irpun Oragam Imasta. Haye Geretsvo Hamar Ir Donatsuitin Mech Oratsuits. Gam zesi oratsuitsa gskasi astvatsa haytutyan donov gam kun varvetsin ev asiga garevor ket mene vorovedev mezik hishetsne iprev jovurt bar jovurt vor mer der astvatsa vor hin gdagaranin mech gdesnenk te amen desak zorutyun yev park zorutyan yev parki mech gmarmnana aisinken mart gtarna yev gdzinvi vorbes meng իբրև իր հետևողները ավելի լավ ձևով մը աղոթենք եւ հարաբերություն ունենանք մանավանդ իր զոհության զոհաբերության ընթացքին այլ իր ծնության մեզի կհիշեցնե թե այլևս աստված բաման հերուդեղ մը չէ ամենուն մեջ ինչպես որ երբեմն գործվինք մտածելու այլ մեր եզերքն է մեր խովը եկերը ուր գկրե ավետարանիչը ուր որ երկու երեք հավաքված են ինքնալ հայտնի է իր մեջ իր ինքին իր փառքը Հիսուսին փառքը կհայտնվի անոնց մեջ ուրեմն հիշենք այս եղանակին այս նոր տարվա գաղանդի աստվածա հայտնության եղանակի որ եթե Հիսուսը չգա մեր սրդերուն մեջ երի երեցին մեջ մեր համայնքներուն մեջ ինչ իրավունք ունի հավաքվելու իրեն ճշտամնքելու կամ շունչալ արնելու ինչպես կգարթա ինչպես կգիտենք որ Սուրբ Գիրքի փառը հայերենով աստվածա շունչն է եւ այս ունվար 6 եղանակին աստվածա հայտնության տոն համար պիտի քանք եւ պիտի դոնենք այդ Հիսուս Քրիստոսին այս աշխարի մեջ իր շունչը սկսելը եւ այդ ծնանելեն եւ իր բոլոր կյանքը որ կհայտնվի մանավանդ իր խաչելության եւ հարության ընթացքին երբ բոլոր աշխարհը փրկեց թող այս եղանակին իմ աղոթ կսե որ այդ թասը կարևոր թասը հիշենք որ Հիսուսն է որ մեր կյանքերը կլուսավորեն նմա Փառքավիդյանս ամեն